Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 27th of July 2009, it's 5:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
I'm Katie Hutchinson, born on the 29th of April 1993 from Hebden Bridge in West Yorkshire.
And how are you today?
I'm good, a bit tired, but I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
And you're here today to stand on the fourth plinth.
Yes.
If I can take you back to when you first heard about the project.
Yes.
And ask you what it was that sparked your interest.
Well, I've seen a lot of Anthony Gormley's work and I liked his work. And I like the idea of you or what you're doing being a form of art and being in art rather than looking at something.
Yeah.
I thought it's something different and new.
And when you found out that you got a place, how did you decide how to best use your hour?
Oh, it's been ages and ages thinking about it. Asked lots of people what they thought, who didn't come up with very much ideas. And it was an activity that I do at my drama group that I decided to do, which is called Poi Poi.
Okay, and could you explain a little bit about that?
It's you have a piece of string from your hand and there's a ball suspended on the end and it has like plastic colourful tails and you do swinging tricks with it around your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And are you going to do that for the hour?
Well, part of it, not the whole hour, because it's quite hard work on your arms.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. And your outfit today, you're looking very colourful.
Yes.
How did you choose what to wear?
Well, it was thought it's quite early in the morning, and I didn't know how dark it was going to be. I wanted to stand out. I'm a poi, quite colourful, and I've got a colourful flag, and I thought I'd go for the big, yeah, bright, colourful.
And could you just describe what you're wearing for the archive?
I'm wearing a squared reddy purple skirt and red vest and long sleeve red top.
And you said you've got a flag. What's the flag?
It's a pink silk flag with KT16 Hebden Bridge on it.
Oh. And that, is that a flag that you... made?
Yes. Well, Mum helped me with some of it, but yeah, I made it.
And 16, is that because you're 16
yeah.
years old?
Yeah.
Have you had lots of support with doing this because you're our youngest participant?
Yes.
I believe.
Mainly from my mum, just family support, but yeah, it's been good.
Good. And you mentioned that you're in a drama group. What's your drama group?
It's called the Young Acting Company in Halifax.
Yeah.
It's one in Halifax and one in Harrogate. And it's a Sunday morning group that I go to. It's not on at the moment because it's the summer, but yeah.
Okay. And what do you do in your drama group?
We have a 10-week term and a performance at the end. And last performance, we went to Culture Shock Festival. I did a performance there.
Great. And what was the show?
It was From Deadly Sins.
And who is that? Was that a play that you made up based on the Seven Deadly
Sins? It was a mixture of us giving input and the director writing a script for us and some of the people in the group writing the script.
And is acting something that is it an extracurricular thing that you're
Yeah,
doing?
I don't do it at school, I just do it outside of us, a hobby.
Yeah. And is it something that you'd like to get into more seriously?
Not really. That's quite a competitive one, and I'm not that passionate, but just as a hobby, it's fun.
Yeah. What else do you like to do?
I'm a big bookworm. I read constantly, and I'm quite arty. I'm doing art for A-level next year, and I sometimes just sit and draw for quite a while. Yeah, I love music. I'm taking some music up with me.
Yeah. What music are you taking?
Pink. Yeah, huge fan.
Mm.
Play it to the world.
You're still at school?
I've just finished high school, and I'm going to college.
How are you feeling about that transition?
Good. Move on, get out of my school and go to a college.
Is it really? What kind of college are you going to?
It's a college that does BTECs and A-levels and resits in a big...
Yeah.
But it's not part of a school, it's a separate college. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. And what was high school like?
Oh, roller coaster. Big roller coaster. Not the actual school, the friends and girls and everything, but mainly enjoyed it.
What school did you go to?
Calder High School in Mytherwood.
Okay. Fab. And what A-levels are you going to do?
Art, law, psychology and English language.
Fantastic.
So a bit of a mix.
Yeah. Have you got a favourite out of those?
Art.
Do you know what you want to do when you're kind of older?
No, I don't know. I just chose my GCSEs as they came, my A-levels as they came. And I'll see how the A-levels go.
Yeah. And any plans for the summer?
No, not. I've just come from a PGL holiday, which is an activity centre you go without your parents and do outdoor activities. And then I think in a few weeks I'm going away with my cousins and my family.
What's PGL? What does that stand
for? I think it stands for the guy who invented it.
Okay.
But there's loads of different, it's parents get lost and there's loads of different little sayings that it stands for.
Yeah, great. So you're going to go and do POI?
Yeah.
And you've come from Yorkshire?
Yes.
What's Yorkshire like? How do you live in
there? Well, I live in a town in Yorkshire, and it's not the middle of nowhere. It's quite a big town, but it's really nice because it's countryside, but it's also 40 or 50 minutes to Leeds or 40 or 50 minutes to Manchester. So you're in the countryside, but there's also the cities right there. And I also made some homemade postcards of photographs I've taken of around where I live, and I've made some chocolate buns, and if anyone walks past the plinth this early in the morning, I'm going to give them a postcard of where I'm from and a chocolate bun.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Do you go to the city much to Yorkshire, to Leeds or Manchester?
Not that often, just shopping.
Yeah. And you've come to London today. Have you been to London before?
Yes, quite a few times. My cousin lives in London, so, okay.
And Trafalgar Square, have you been here before?
Yes. Yeah. Never thought I'd stand on a plinth at Trafalgar Square, though, but yes, I have been.
And what does it mean to you to stand on the fourth plinth, personally?
It's just an experience that it's not normal to do, and quite exciting, quite nervous at the same time, but yeah, it's just not many people are going to do it, and I'm one of the lucky ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, lucky, privileged to stand up and represent where I come from.
Yeah. Do you feel that's an important part of being in this work?
Yeah, because it's meant to show the country and the range, and I'm one of the from where I come from and my age group, and it just shows a bit of Britain.
You said you were a bookworm.
Yes.
What books do you like to read?
All sorts. I like a lot of more realistic than the fantasy. My favourite's Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman, and it's about apartheid. It's quite sad.
Is that an issue that you were kind of aware of
before? I was aware of it, but it wasn't... I didn't campaign for it or anything, because it's a few years ago. But it's not a true story. It's about apartheid, but it's reversed. So the black are the superior and the white are the inferior. Mm. And it's a made-up story, but it's real issues.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really good.
Mm. And can you say a little bit about your upbringing, your social background, in a way?
Just got a brother who's 2 years older than me. Mum and dad in the house together in Edinburgh. Quite a good upbringing. normal family house and went to a state school, normal school.
Yeah.
Just a very irregular upbringing, nothing dramatic.
What do your parents do?
My mum's an artist, and my dad makes bags for rope access work. So for people who are abseiling off buildings to inspect it, he makes the bags for the tools for them.
Wow.
So quite a specialised. So very little, he's the boss, but there's only 3 or 4 who work for him, so it's quite a small company based in Hebden Bridge.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's your mum's name?
Sue Lawty.
Okay. What's her art?
She had an exhibition at the V&A a few years ago. She does tapestry. And then a few of her more recent stuff is using stones to make patterns. So sticking stones onto cards and making patterns with them.
Mm. Has she encouraged you to be an artist, to study art?
She hasn't pushed me, but I'm sure it's an influence there because her studio's at home, so it's always there. So I've done little tiny bits on her tapestries. So it must be an influence, but there's no pushing or anything.
Has she taught you to do tapestry?
Yes, yeah. She used to run a few classes from home, and I refused to do tapestry weaving unless the classes were there. So I've got a piece at home that took me years because they weren't regular classes, and I only did them when other people were doing it. So I've got, yeah.
And what kind of people come to the classes?
It was, I don't really know, I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Anyone who was, I think it was quite a few local people,
yeah.
And a few travelled a little bit.
And what was the tattoo that you made?
It's just lots of different coloured strips, and then it's got a really big flower at the end.
Yeah.
It's quite, you can see the improvement in it because it's over years. The first ones aren't very good, and you can see how I've improved. Yeah. It's really funny. I really like it. Yeah.
And you like to draw now, you were saying. Is that the main kind of art that you
it's like? It's more. It's not drawing observation. I'm not very good at that. It's just for my imagination. And no, I like doing all sorts. I did a piece for my GCSE out of staples and card. I don't like doing the traditional painting.
No.
Painting what I see, I'm very more alternative.
Yeah.
Which is probably for my mum.
Fantastic. And what was the piece out of staples?
It was, I used the angle of the staple to make patterns.
Mm.
And it was I was going to do a big piece, but then I realised I couldn't because the staple wasn't big enough. So it's loads of little squares stapled together to make like a little book with staple patterns in it. It's
great.
My final piece for my
fantastic. Have you got a favourite artist?
No.
And what do you think of this piece, of the one another?
Really different and interesting. And it's interesting, I walked past yesterday and saw how many people. It's interesting how many people don't look up. I thought there'd be a lot more interest on, but then I suppose it's been on for a couple of weeks, so a lot of people, there's someone else on the plinth. So it's different. It's hard to... Yeah.
And how do you anticipate your hour?
I don't know. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Probably go quite quickly. That's what a lot of other people have said, that it's gone quickly.
Yeah. Have you ever stood for an hour and been kind of done anything like this before?
No. It's all new.
Yeah. But you've done performance. You've acted.
Yes, but it's a lot more movement, and there's more than one of you on the stage. You've got backup and support with you, whereas you're on your own up there.
Yeah.
So it's slightly different.
And what do your parents think about you doing this?
Well, my mum applied and didn't get a place, and I did. So they're very supportive. My brother winds me up about it, but that's my brother.
That's brothers for you.
Yeah. No, most everyone's been really supportive. And coming up with silly ideas that I refuse to do.
Did you Yeah, did you, when you came up with your idea, did it sort of strike a chord with you? What did you have any other ideas? Like, how did you...
No, I was really, really stuck. I didn't want to do anything really performancey, but I didn't want to just sit and read. I wanted to give something. Mm. And it was kind of in the back of my mind that I could do it, but I haven't been doing it very long, so I didn't want to do something that I wasn't the best at, and people think, oh, she's not, like, she's trying to do it and she's not. So it was there all the time, and I just thought, because I thought you could be quite small up there from back, and I thought it'll make me bigger and brighter. And it's early in the morning, so it'll wake people up, hopefully.
Hmm. Now I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
What are your ambitions? As one of our youngest plinthers, I feel I should ask.
I don't have... To be happy. I don't have any work ambitions. Or I want to live abroad. I want to stay in the UK. I like it, but I do want to go travelling, really. I went to Australia last year with my mum for 6 weeks and loved it. I want to go back and go to New Zealand and explore.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. What is it about the UK that makes you not want to live here?
It's not bad about the UK, it's I want to see somewhere different and what life's like somewhere different and a different culture.
Yeah.
So it's not negative the UK, it's I want to go and see other places.
Fabulous. Good. I hope you do.
Yes.
I think that's all really. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about yourself or about this project?
No.
Okay, well thank you very much.
Okay. Something.